This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. Have you been to the new casino yet? Maybe to play the slots, maybe for a concert, perhaps to get a burger at Bobby Flay's or eat at one of the other restaurants there. Maybe you did all three. The Horseshoe Casino has been open since March 5th, the fourth and final voter-approved casino to open in Ohio. This afternoon, we'll be talking about how things are going for the new casino and hear about its impact on its neighboring communities. Later in the hour, how Mason is using some creative methods to attract high-tech companies and jobs. We'd like to hear from you, too. You can call us at 513-419-7100 or email us at talk@wvxu.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter. But first joining me is Kevin Klein, Horseshoe Casino Senior Vice President and General Manager. Kevin, glad to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
You know, it's really hard to believe, Kevin, that it's been 4 months since the casino opened for business. How have things been going during those 4 months? How would you characterize it?
Yeah, I would say that things are going very well. So I agree with you on the 4 months. So myself personally, I've been in Cincinnati for 2.5 years. And to be part of this project from the very beginning, to have it open on March 4th, and to see our employees doing a great job, see how we've been able to activate ourselves in the community, it's hard to believe that it's only been 4 months.
Yeah, it's been a quick 4 months, I would imagine.
Yes.
How many visitors has the new casino had during this time, and how much revenue has been generated so far?
So we're on average generating about 400,000 visitors a month. So, you know, about 1.2 million people coming through in a short amount of time. And our revenue just continues to ramp up in a very gradual way and in a positive way, you know, as a result of building our business. So, you know, we've been averaging just under 20 million, and you know, it's a good starting point. We're adding a lot of people to Total Rewards, and as I like to say, we're building the business the right way.
So, overall, how many visitors do you expect to attract in the first year of business?
Yeah, so our expectation was to attract somewhere between 5 and 6 million visitors to the casino.
Now, there are three other casinos in the state. How is Cincinnati doing in comparison to these other casino cities in Ohio?
Yeah, we're doing very well. I'd say, you know, our Cleveland casino is doing very well and has led the state, and us and Columbus are jockeying back and forth. Obviously, they have a head start on us. Cleveland opened up in May of last year, so I think for a new business in downtown Cincinnati being open for just 120 days, I like the trajectory. I like the direction that our business is moving in. Very positive.
So you've been seeing increases in business, and everything's looking good.
Yeah, well, you know, we judge our business on so many different levels. I mean, there's gaming revenue. There's people adapting and coming in and enjoying your restaurant experiences, and we've got some great restaurant entertainment experiences. It's the outdoor venue and the great start we've had with the outdoor venue called The Shoe. People are using our space on the second level. People are signing up for our Total Rewards card. So on the things that we measure ourselves by, the customer service that folks are sharing their experience and telling us that we're providing great service, all those things have come out of the gate well, and I feel like the team is doing great and we're moving in the right direction.
The folks who are paying a visit to the casino, would you say that they're local? Would you say that the casino is drawing people from out of town?
Yeah, I think clearly the 2.3 million people that we have in our metropolitan area, we're drawing people from all across the community. Whether you're west side, east side, up north, we're getting great participation levels. But we also knew when we opened the casino that some of our great feeder markets were going to be Indianapolis, seeing great business out of Indianapolis, Lexington. We've seen business out of Chicago, St. Louis. The Reds, obviously, this time of year bring a lot of good cross traffic. And we brought our own Caesars customers from other Horseshoe properties and from other markets that we operate in to the casino for certain types of customer events. So we've seen a really good broad geographic distribution of where our customers come from, obviously a lot of them coming from our own metropolitan area.
And you think the casino has been good for tourism in Cincinnati?
I think it's been great. I sit on the board for the Convention Visitors Bureau and work very closely with the chambers. You can just tell, I mean, we are another attraction that bodes well for attracting visitors to Cincinnati. We've seen some folks who have committed for conventions here as a result of having a casino. We're drawing people in, increasing number of people coming downtown, not only coming to see us, but going to restaurants, and the Reds are doing well. So the activity level downtown, I think, has been as good as I've seen it in the couple years I've been in Cincinnati.
And that's a good point. What about indirect economic impact? How is this benefiting local restaurants, local hotels surrounding right. the casino?
So part of when we call ourselves an urban casino, it's not just the location of being in over the Rhine in Pendleton on our 23 acres, but it's also how we activate our community. And you know, part of our model is we have partnerships. We have partnerships with hotels and outside restaurants. So when our customers come in and visit us, we actually put them at one of eight of our partner hotels downtown. They have a chance to book. And we've filled several thousand hotel rooms up on a monthly basis with our partner hotels. Our outside restaurants, we're starting to get some increased traction. We want our customers not just to enjoy the best of what the Horseshoe has to offer. We want them to enjoy some of the best restaurants that Cincinnati has to offer. And we have partnerships, a big sponsorship partnership with the Reds, the Bengals, coming up here in the fall. And we're very much a fabric of the community, and we're very much about not just customers seeing us, but we want them to experience the best of Cincinnati.
And back in April, you announced the casino had awarded more than 75% of contracts for goods and services to Cincinnati area and Ohio area vendors. But who are some of the local businesses that are they're doing business with the casino?
So we have our facilities management company, Fox Construction. They have a subsidiary. They're doing our outside facilities work. We have some local companies that we partnered with on produce and some of our food and beverage items. It's been a great thing to be able to activate our local vendor and supplier community here in Cincinnati and within our region, within the state.
And is the casino always going to strive to work with as many local suppliers and vendors as possible?
Yeah, I mean, our goal is two front. One is we wanted to really bring, we have a scale that comes with Caesars. But we also, with these models, want to really make sure that we're buying local, we're really reinvesting back in the community. And we also are all about small businesses, minority-owned businesses, and women-owned businesses. So we spent $151 million on our construction. 37% of that construction spend went to minority and women-owned businesses. And on the supplier-vendor front, we opened up with a minority and women-owned business participation of around 15% on the contracts that we opened up the casino with. So we're about keeping it local, but also we want to really reinvest back impactfully and support the local business community.
How are your relations with the surrounding neighborhoods, Pendleton, over the Rhine? How is that all working?
Yeah, I think it's worked out great. You know, we part of our building bridges and partnership philosophy in the community has been working very closely with the resident council, leaders of those communities, working very closely. We just sent a bunch of employees in to Pendleton to participate in a cleanup effort. Which was very well received. I actually sit on the Vice Mayor's Casino Neighborhood Working Group, which is all the resident council presidents from Mount Auburn, Pendleton, downtown, a bunch of us that sit there, and we talk about the impact the casino's having on our neighborhoods and taking feedback and then repurposing resources back into the betterment of the community that we're immediately in, but also more broadly.
Does that have anything to do with the term connectivity, which we hear quite a lot in about the relationship between the casino and the neighborhoods, that it's to build connectivity?
It is. I mean, the great thing about the casino being located on our site in our neighborhood is that it really has brought a lot of activity to the Pendleton over the Rhine section of the city. So as I like to think of downtown and bookends being the banks and over the Rhine and all the great things that were already happening over the Rhine, we now become an accelerator to activating our community in that location, bringing thousands of people down. More people are walking the streets, they're parking, they're walking in and out of our venue, the Shoe. And, the connectivity of people getting to us from the outside to our restaurants, but also to your point, connecting to our communities and making sure that everybody's feeling great about how we're part of that development.
You know, getting back to the idea of your relationships and your partnerships with area businesses, you mentioned some of the companies that you're working with. Who are some of the other companies besides, I think, Cintas?
Cintas is one of our vendors. Piazza Produce, on the food and beverage side is one of our vendors. And then we just have a number of other folks that we spend time with and are cultivating business relationships with, and we work very closely with our chambers to identify those folks. So whether that's the Cincinnati USA Chamber, the African American Chamber, the Over the Rhine Chamber, we're working with our business community, the South Central Ohio Minority Supplier Development Council, to identify more companies that can bring both the goods and services and the capacity to support a 24/7 casino.
Of course, the Horseshoe is not just about gaming. There are concerts that are going on there as well. And how are the concerts doing?
Going great.
You're drawing big crowds for those?
Yeah, they're going great. You know, we spent a lot of time with the design, the look and feel of that space. And, when I think back to walking that early on in February of 2011 and saw the potential, one of the first things that came to mind was the stage and the backdrop of this venue needed to be downtown. When you go and you see the slope and you see the experience of the venue, you see the stage, you see the backdrop of the Great American Tower and the Tierra, It's a wonderful, intimate, distinct venue. The shows we've had have been great, well-received. The feedback from the community has been great, our neighborhoods that surround us. And so I'm very excited about the experience. I'm very excited about the acts that we've been able to bring to downtown Cincinnati. It's a wonderful place to see world-class entertainment.
And as far as the local impact of the shoe and the shows that are going on there, what size crowds are you getting? What kind of economic impact are those having?
Yeah, so we opened up with the Killers on May 15th, and we had 4,000 people. You know, so that venue can scale anywhere from 2,000 to 4,000. Billy Idol had 4,000 folks. We had Huey Lewis had north of 2,000, somewhere around 2,500. Great show, and so it's also a venue that provides both a seated experience and a general admission experience, and in some cases, we'll seat the front and we'll allow people to come in and stand in the back and also start allowing people to even bring chairs into the general admission area. So just a great experience.
Do you have an idea of how the restaurants are doing business-wise?
Restaurants are doing great. So our restaurants that we have are Jack Binion Steak. So we think Jack Binion Steak is right up there with Jeff Ruby is you know, on its way to being one of the best steakhouses here in Cincinnati. Great, great brand that we've carried with us across our horseshoes. Our spread buffet is really not a buffet. It's more like a food experience. Great variety, a lot of activity. We've actually taken some of the Findlay Market imagery and brought it in, create more of a marketplace environment. And, of course, Jimmy Buffett, long history in Cincinnati, great brand. Cincinnatians love him. He loves Cincinnati. They're off to a great start. And Bobby Flay, you know, there's great burgers here in Cincinnati. I think Bobby Flay's right there with everybody else, and they've been well-received as well.
Any plans to add more restaurants?
We do. We have one more restaurant. So we announced a concept called Horea. It's a group that has some contemporary steakhouses and have developed what they call a sports bar that's female-friendly. Great fare, great atmosphere. It also brings a nightlife component. We would only be the second Horea in the country. They opened their first one up in Las Vegas on Super Bowl weekend, and now they want to try this concept out in the Midwest, and we're very excited about them as a partner.
And you've got a big announcement coming up on Friday. Can you give us any hints about that?
Well, I can only tell you it's going to be the largest promotion that we've ever done. It'll be our largest promotion to date, one of our largest promotions our company has ever done, and we're going to bring it here to Cincinnati. We're excited about that announcement on Friday.
Kevin, thanks for joining me this afternoon. Good talking to you. We'll continue our casino discussion after the break with a look at the impact on the surrounding neighborhoods. As always, you can join the conversation at 513-419-7100 by emailing talk@wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. You are listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU.